More than 1,000 years ago, witchcraft was birthed by the shores of the Black Sea, by 3 sisters. For years they roamed the earth, bringing death and destruction wherever they went.
Pray God, the devil.
Mater Suspiriorum, the mother of sighs. Mater Lacrimorum, the mother of tears. And Mater Tenebrarum, the mother of darkness.
Hello, listeners of Now Playing Podcast. This is Jacob, and I'm here to tell you about our fall donation series. Yes, it's fall. The pumpkin spice is in the air. It's also in our coffee and our Pop-Tarts and our Oreos and even our pumpkin pie. But fall. Fall means October, and that means Halloween, and that means we need to discuss some scary and spooky movies. And we're kicking that off right away with our silver level donation series that I'm here to talk to you about. We're calling this the Three Mother series, and they're all about the films of Italian master of horror, Dario Argento, kicking it off with the Three Mothers trilogy. That includes Suspiria, Inferno, and The Mother of Tears, and then we're going to throw in another film of his, Phenomena, or Creepers, and that's all going to lead up to the remake of Suspiria coming out later in November. I'll tell you more about the donation series, but first, here's a preview of The Mother of Tears.
And I want to point out, this score is a goblin acolyte. This is the lead visionary. They don't really have singers, but the guy I most associate with Goblin, Claudio Simonetti, he did the Demons score as well, at least the first film. And yeah, I feel like he saw The Omen. It sounds a whole lot like Jerry Goldsmith's score in that film. A lot of chanting choirs.
I watched this movie early in the morning, and when I came out, my 98-year-old grandmother had woken up, and she goes, "Oh, that was very pretty music. You should play that every morning." Like, I was watching a movie. Maybe I should just play O Fortuna and some gothic classical music every morning, because she was apparently grooving to this track.
Yeah, although every now and then it becomes like a 90s new age, like, remember that group Enigma? Like,
yeah.
It does become like, once they get to those sexy scenes, it does have a different vibe to it. But anyway, the plot, if we must. We start in the Viterbo Cemetery, where they're digging up the casket of a knight.
Accidentally! They were not purposely digging up that casket, from what I could tell. They seem very surprised that there is a casket as they're digging up a cemetery.
They're completely inept. I mean, the backhoe falls into it first, and then they're like, "Oh my god, there's a coffin!"
Were there knights in 1815? I didn't think so. That seemed like a thing that really ended a long time before then. But we're going to get eventually this cartoon prologue that explains that he was the only one that could carry this urn full of demonic artifacts to the Vatican. For some reason, they were going to taint the Pope with this thing, and then he died in this town of Viterbo, and that's probably who's buried here and why they have these remains. It scares the Monsignor enough to contact the expert in the field at the Museum of Ancient Art.
Maybe I have a different understanding of what an urn is. I think that's what you put someone's ashes in. This is just a box full of artifacts. Is that technically an urn?
Yeah, I would think that it would be more shaped like a vase, if nothing else.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, is this the cremated witch? It's a box with some statues and like an old pagan dress in it.
Yeah, a time capsule.
Yes.
Yeah, like we used to bury for grade school. Yeah, that's kind of what this is. And they're completely fine with the body. Oh, we'll bury it later. But the urn, that we're going to seal with a candle in a very painstaking process to wax it shut and ship it off.
I'm just grinning at how contrived and silly this is. It shows up, and of course, the expert, Michael Pierce, is not there. So his assistants are just going to dive in and crack it open, pricking her finger. Like, we just know where this is going.
This was the opening to the first Alone in the Dark film, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I definitely thought this was Alone in the Dark 3. It feels like one of those direct videos. But more fun. I want to just say, Uwe Boll finds a way of rehashing cliches in which they feel painstaking to sit through. Here, I'm laughing a lot when this curator gets gutted, essentially, and then choked with her own innards. That is a stroke of brilliance.
I just wish this was old Argento shooting it, because that would have looked great. I'm having a hard time seeing this on my copy of the DVD. It is so dark, but at least we got old Argento as far as we're just going to have crazy stuff, because there's like a monkey that shows up and it's howling. I guess that's what this mother of tears used to find her victims, is send the monkeys after them.
But we've always had animal attacks. It was a bat in Suspiria. It was a cat and a rat in...
Cats, rats. Bats. I think of those with witches, not monkeys.
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten to Phenomena yet, but there is a very memorable... Actually, Jennifer Connelly lost some of her finger to a monkey on the set. Yeah, so we'll see some killer monkeys when we get to that film. It was kind of almost a Three Mothers movie.
That's kind of awesome. I'm with Stuart. This is silly fun. And the copy I watched was bright enough. I definitely think, Jacob, you're telling me, you probably got the DVD release that was stateside.
Yes, I had the DVD.
Yeah, they apparently gave it no love. This French Blu-ray went through and tweaked everything, because at no point did I go, I can't see that.
Here's what I would say. Up to this point, Argento has made probably a lot of bad films, but he was always treated as an artist because he painted with light, because his films technically looked a certain way, and he cared so much about that presentation that you were always willing to call him an artist, even when it was bad art. This ain't the work of an artist. This is no master of horror working here. This is hack of horror, is what we got here. And so you're going to have to adjust to that. I am adjusting very well to that, in part because I've never thought Dario Argento was a master of horror. I think he was a guy that kind of bumbled through bad storylines and gave us memorable moments.
Keep in mind some of those other masters of horror. I mean, again, we've got Wes Craven, Toby Hooper. I believe John Carpenter was in there.
Yep.
Not all of them have immense visual styles.
Mick Garris. Stephen King's bitch.
Yes.
The Shining TV movie. He's a master of horror.
Given that, I think it's okay. I'll admit, this does not feel like an Argento film as I have come to stereotype them. This feels like the sequel that's made by some other director. You bring in a Fred Decker or somebody and say, here, Argento's producing. We've got this other person directing. That's just how it feels to me. But I'm not going to say that's the end of the world, because I'm having fun with what's being done. But yeah, these three movies, if I were to watch them all in a row, none of them feel like the other stylistically, where I'd think they were the same series.
Oh, I feel like Suspiria Inferno, like that's the same director. This feels like something totally different to me.
And some of that is time, and some of that is the fact that Argento had been working, he had been edited, and then suddenly people were like, you can do whatever you want. And so he's going to here. I mean, this opening kill tells me we're back to old Argento. It's possibly because I've been watching some of his 90s movies, which are so dry and boring, to see him really just go for it here with these, I don't know if they're witches or just like troll creatures. They ended up getting cut out of the climax. They were supposed to be their own thing, but these three monsters come and take this curator and put something in her mouth that breaks off her teeth, and then they gut her, and then, like I said, I just love the fact that her intestines become a noose.
If you want to hear the rest of that review, you can head over to nowplayingpodcast.com. Click on the donation banner at the top of the page. You're going to get all the details, how to donate through PayPal or Podbean or become a Podbean patron. A lot of different ways you could donate to help the show. Now, for Silver Level, that's going to get you this Three Mothers series, which again is Suspiria 1976, Inferno, The Mother of Tears, Phenomena, and Suspiria 2018, the remake. You could get those five shows for $10 or more. But if you need more spooks and scares and haunts this fall season, you could go to the gold level, $30 or more. You're going to get the M. Night Shyamalan thriller series. All of his major motion pictures, starting with The Sixth Sense, up to the new film Glass coming out in January. But if you want 19 bonus podcasts, 16's not good enough, you gotta go platinum, $40 or more. We're gonna throw in Jamie Lee Curtis. She's back in Halloween. That show's gonna be on the regular feed. we're going to do the Jamie Lee Curtis Scream Queen series of 1980. That includes The Fog, Prom Night, both the 1980 versions, not the sequels. They'll be discussed, I'm sure, and Terror Train. So for $40 or more, you get 19 bonus podcasts, but maybe you want even more. Well, we got more because we have a couple of older donation series that are getting new releases. You could go frosty. Yes, we're past Halloween. We're getting into December. You could go frosty level. This is our Simon Pegg, Nick Frost series. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Paul, Attack the Block. Those shows have already been done. You're going to get them right away. As soon as you make that donation and your donation gets processed, you'll get those shows. And then early next year, there's a new film with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, Slaughterhouse Rules. You're going to get that show. That's 25 shows. That's half a year almost of shows for $50 or more. But if that's still not enough, say you want, I don't know, let's pick a random number, 33 bonus podcast. Find that four-leaf clover. It's our lucky clover level. Yes, Leprechaun, somehow. It's a Christmas miracle, I guess. Somehow Leprechaun's getting a new movie, and we'll be there to review it. We reviewed all the previous installments. So again, once your donation is processed, you'll get a link. You'll get those shows. And then when the new one comes out again next year, early next year, you'll get our review of Leprechaun Returns. That may be the scariest thing, the scariest film of all these ones, having to go back to do another Leprechaun film. But those are the details for this year's fall 2018 donation series. Again, up to 33 podcasts that you could get. That's over 6 months of additional shows. If the Totally Free Tuesday shows that come out every week aren't enough for you, you can donate and get more. And what do we do with that donation? We use it to put back into the show. We use it for technical things, computers, microphones, servers. We use it because we got to go to all these movies and see them and have Netflix accounts and all that just to be able to see all this stuff for you guys and talk about them. That's what your donation is doing. It's helping keeping the show going. So again, go to nowplayingpodcast.com. You can get all the details there by clicking on the donation banner at the top. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Tuesday with another free show.
Is the darkness ours to take?
It's all in the past. There's nothing you can do. It was meant to be.
Please don't abandon me again.
Forgive me, little Sarah. I can't speak anymore. I belong to another place now. Use your gifts. Use them.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
There are mysterious parts in that book. But the only true mystery is that our very lives are governed by dead people.
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
I may be dying now, but nothing will change. They don't want anything to be different. I'm not the master. I am just a slave.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
They can cause suffering, sickness, and even the death of those who, for whatever reason, have offended them.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Hell is behind that door!